alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! I'm a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Well, even though the Mueller report has dropped.
And it's Mueller time.
It is Mueller time. It's we should have a Moscow Mull. Is what we should
very
have,
nicely
right?
done.
For
well
the
done.
Drinking.
It's a good one.
But let me just say this, people. I don't care what happens in the world. I had dinner with the great Jim Johnson, the inventor of the Carnival Wagon, this week.
Oh, gosh. That's awesome.
He said to me, he goes, you know, no matter what happens in the news, no matter what happens in the world, at 5 or 5:30 in this particular case,
5:41,
you just stop and the Carnival Wagon must roll. And when the alcohol goes in, the sadness has to go somewhere else.
Okay.
That's what he said.
And he's a legendary newsman.
Yes,
so, and
he
his
is.
Dad was as well. So
yep.
Wow.
He understands these things.
And he's married to a Devlantis. I don't know how
Isn't
the whole thing
weird?
Worked out.
The whole Crazy. Thing. It just, you know, 6 degrees.
So here we are. We are here with also one of the patient zeros, twice now in a week, the patient zeros of the Carnival Wagon. Mr. Grant DePorter, who was one of the first in the Harry Carriers, were among the first people to come over. And Frankie, the bartender, we celebrated Frankie when Frankie was named the best bartender in Chicago by 600,000 readers of the Chicago Sun-Times.
600,002,
Frankie.
All right.
We had him in, and, well, fun ensued, and my career was almost lost.
How about that?
And now, here we are. Here we are. We are now just days away from the 21st annual worldwide toast to Harry Carey.
Yes.
Celebrating Prohibition. Celebrating. We're going to be dressed in 1920s garb. I don't happen to like the
idea.
Oh,
my goodness.
No, we're being forced against our will.
Is this
but
better
be
than
fun.
Last year for you, Ro?
I thought being the astronaut was good. I thought
really?
The astronaut outfit was pretty good.
You're a little warm in there, though, by the end of the broadcast. It's very crowded at Harry
Best
Carey's
part
and Kinsey.
Well, he didn't have to go to the bathroom much, did you?
No.
Well, no, because you go right
oh,
in.
Oh, Frankie, yeah. Trust me, I was next to him.
Oh,
nothing changed. Nothing changed.
Costume?
Just the journey and the delivery system, my friend. But think about this. This is the 21st. So the date on the wall at Harry Carey's, if you were born on this date, you can now drink at Harry Carey's.
Right.
You're 21.
Well, yeah, Harry Carey passed away 21 years ago. So I actually found someone that was born minutes after Harry passed away. Because if Harry was reborn, he would want to come
wow.
back and toast himself
well, that
legally.
Was a song, but Lightning Crashes by Live. Lightning Crashes.
Yeah, so that her name is Taylor McClanathan, and she will be there. She was born
beautiful.
February 18th, 1998, just minutes after
wow.
Harry passed away.
That is
She's a
big
Cub fan.
Beautiful thing.
Well, she is now.
Grant made sure.
Here's
you
your
will
name.
Be.
That is the creepiest freaking thing I have ever heard.
How do you know if you roll?
That is the most Grant DePorter thing I've ever heard.
Rejuvenation,
no,
rebirth.
I got an idea.
All right, hold on a second, everybody. First, Frankie, what did you make for us
wow.
in honor of this?
This is called The Enforcer.
How about that?
In honor of Frank Nitti.
And, yeah, that's right. Because Frank Nitti at one point did live and office. Mm-hmm. In the building that now houses Harry Carey's at 33 West Kinzie.
Yes, Nitti and his family owned our building for 30 years. And for those people who don't know, he was the enforcer for Al Capone.
Right. So, and we're going to get to this other piece in just a second here. But so what's in this
Well, you
enforcer?
Start with just a little bit of absinthe.
Right? Oh,
just
dear
a little
God.
Bit.
Really?
And again, please be careful with the absinthe. That's very, very delicate, very volatile. Only a professional maybe should handle it. Then after that...
No shots of absinthe.
No, 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 no. That doesn't end well.
No.
And then we have George Remus straight bourbon whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of cherry hearing. And a little bit of sweet vermouth.
Oh,
it's delicious.
It has
sweet.
A little,
Let's give it a shot, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm thinking during Prohibition, they must have been very cold. Because this is really going to warm you up.
That's right. I just gave it a shot, and it really hits the spot.
Really nice.
There. And I saw what you did there. I'm seeing green lizards walking across my eyeballs right now because of the absinthe. So I don't know if it's, I don't know if I'm supposed to be able to do that. All right.
Wow.
I gotta. Hey, kids, be very careful with this.
Dad?
I know that you're in your, you know, you're over 21, but still.
No, it's incredibly smooth. So it's a it's a fair warning, but it's delicious.
Yeah. It's bad.
Not to be played with.
In terms of the dangers of this, it's delicious, but. If we're, are we serving this on Wednesday for the Worldwide Toast?
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Absolutely. And a lot
the
of Budweiser.
The parents are coming.
Oh, no. The mom and dad are coming?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to have some fun.
Oh,
boy.
And you know what's funny? Dad wants to dress up. Mom, not so much.
Well, there you go.
I know
go.
What she feels like.
That's very interesting. Wait, you're dressing up.
Like. I know. I know what she feels like that she doesn't want to.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Party pooper.
All right, I'm going to get into it. Don't worry. Don't
like
worry. When it comes around, we all get into it.
Nice.
You don't want to get into it either, Roro. What are you talking about? You're complaining?
Excuse me, not. Don't bring what I said off the air on the air. All right, I got to talk about whatever the hell is going on your Facebook page. That, and I've never said that to a guest ever, and I probably should have said to every guest, but I don't understand. You you tried to explain this to me yesterday. There is now you had a you found like a secret area in this building because again they were running booze during Prohibition out of the bottom of your out of the basement of your building. That's already been well established, right? I mean that was
well yes we were a liquor wholesaler before, during, and after Prohibition, and a speakeasy and a Capone guy rented half the building and Nitti owned the other half.
What a history.
And, well, 11 years after we were open, we found an 85-foot-long room that we did not know was there. And then another time we opened up a wall and a mobster address book fell out with all the mobster home phone and a lot of aldermen, too, by the way.
Oh, gosh. And any Ed current Burke? Sitting aldermen?
No, okay, too soon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, so I ask you this. You had, there was like a storage closet. Storage area in your basement. Shows me this yesterday.
Yeah,
And it had a bunch. It had a bunch of equipment in it. Right.
Right. So in November we had one room that we had not gone in. It had like a lot of storage and dead equipment. So we got a giant dumpster, emptied it out, and when we saw it, we went in. There was a bricked-in door, and I wrote about that on Facebook in November and got a lot of reaction, which then made me go to the Chicago History Museum because they said they could have some old building plans. And they actually found a building plan that Frank Nitti's family pulled in 1940 that identified that area as the vault. It was the Nitti vault.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We haven't opened it yet. So I posted that on Facebook. It got a lot of attention. And I'd met some Nitti distant relatives last summer, but after I started talking about this one, Frank Nitti's grandson called me last night and told me a lot
Ned
of family
Nitti?
Stories. What?
Yeah,
I don't know if he wants me to say his name.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Maybe
there's
not.
There's the two brothers came forward, and they're going to be there Wednesday. You're going to get to meet them.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a friendly phone call. That's good to hear. Cause that might be a little bit like, you know, guy has a shovel, somebody goes for a drive, and you never see him again in an Indiana cornfield.
Yeah.
You
know?
Hey, Matt, let me borrow the steak knife.
My thing is, you could anger Frank Nitti because, as you know, he still lives there.
That's right.
He is there.
The Nitti ghost.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Nitti ghost?
No, you know, it's funny because as much as I've been there, you would think
late
that
at night,
I have hours. Like, right. I've got like 5,600 shifts there. Think about that. But so many people that I know that are afraid to tell me all tell me the same story. I think it's like, it's a recurring ghost.
Well,
like he's there. Like, people
freaky.
I work with, we're afraid to tell each other because we're like, no, that's not real.
Well, if you look very closely,
you can't take that person seriously after you hear with the story. But
here's what you have to do: you have to look very closely at some of the photos on the walls that Harry carries, and you'll see the same man, like in a picture of Brian Doyle Murray, season 2 cast of Shameless, Rokan, and all of a sudden, who's that guy in the background?
That's Grant DePorter.
It's Nitti.
No, it's Grant DePorter. Yeah,
no, that one. He's in the foreground. He's in the background.
All right, so what is so now? He took me down there yesterday to this like bricked in room. Like the door has been bricked in, and it's clearly the same brick that they used from the middle of the century or the early part of the 20th century.
Right,
this is not a modern brick in thing, and you couldn't recreate this because there was a certain style of doing that kind of brickwork that no one would do today.
Right.
Right. So this is not. And he was pounding on it, was Grant. And it's hollow in there. There's
room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a real room in there. Now, what could the mob possibly have wanted to hide behind that wall?
Yeah, because you were saying, why would they break it up? Because you could use the extra storage room. But no, they closed it in. And it's either $1 million or a dead body. I figured out one of those two. What else would you put in there?
Silver certificates. That'd be nice.
Silver. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The old time bills.
Right. Because you're right. If you're going to brick something in. There's,
well,
right.
If you're trying to hide it and not access it really later, unless
no
emergency.
It's right. Like one of those scary movies. So like it's the ghost that you don't
so
want.
So what are you going
to
do?
When do we find out, Grant?
Can I take a sledgehammer to it?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of pressure. After I posted it, we were getting national news media calling all over the place. Everyone wants...
Oh, you don't want that.
Everyone wants the exclusive. Everyone wants the exclusive to open it up.
That's weird.
Yeah, but... What if you open it up and you get the Geraldo Rivera thing where it's empty?
Get Geraldo here to do it. Don't you think?
Some people have said that might
you
happen.
You need that.
But everybody knows who Geraldo is. I'm just saying.
But it could work out differently
press is good press.
For him now. Yeah, that's right.
And they open it up and it's the Mueller report.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so great.
Right, it's like a David Copperfield kind of a thing. Like, how did that end up there? It's illusion.
Some people think Jimmy Hoffa's in there.
Oh, see, gosh. The mind goes...
Now, if only you had a big event that. Coming up where you could unveil this to the public and like have media coverage and a live radio broadcast.
All right, now wait a second. Now, hold on. I gotta kill the that particular theory here. Mm-hmm. Because Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in the 1970s.
Okay.
And this brickwork was not from the 1970s.
All right, so we're going to write that. We're going to check that one off the list.
Yeah, check that off. It's not Jimmy Hoffa. I'm just here to tell you. Okay. I'm as certain as A.B. Stoddard was that the Mueller report was not coming out today at 5 p.m.
7 minutes before. Yeah. She said that before it actually came out.
But I am certain that that's what that's not it. But it could. It doesn't mean it's not something else or right. someone else.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do have a sense that there's something, there has to be something behind there.
Yeah.
All right. I would like the opportunity when I'm dressed in my spats and my, you know, zoot suit. And, you know, Frankie, do not laugh at me for this. Frankie cannot control his laughter right now.
No, thinking, he's just thinking, picturing you in a flapper costume.
Of 21 of these things, I've probably hosted 15 of them, right? Mm. How. And I've looked ridiculous for most of those.
Most, yes.
Yes, most. Right. Thank you.
When was the most ridiculous? Does anyone recall?
Oh, well, we told that Richard and I did this. That's when the martini glasses or it was champagne glasses exploded in my hand and I ran. I ran like a 4-year-old child.
When Jim Cornelison sang at the high note and all the glasses explode, you and Richard ran for the like duck.
Getting out of here.
I just put you in front of me, Grant. I did not run. I used a shield.
There were squibs. I know you'll find
an Academy Award winner.
Those were squib explosives that were in the glass.
Yeah,
they were
amazing.
Designed to do that to give the illusion that Mr. Cornelison had broken it with his voice. I'm sure he could have anyway. And we practiced it and we went through the squibs. Except this particular squib went off like right next to my fingers.
Yeah.
And it's like having an M80 go off in your hand. You're like, oh my God, my hand!
That was
you weren't the only one that hit. Tom Ricketts and Billy Corgan hid behind Steve McMichael, too.
Oh, yeah. Good place to go.
Quite a crowd.
I'd run there,
and
too.
And you know what? Steve McMichael wasn't even there. That's how far they ran.
Gosh.
All right, hold on 1 second here. We'll come right back. The Worldwide Toast to Harry Caray, the 21st annual, is coming up on Wednesday at Harry Caray's. Do not miss this. Kinsey and Dearborn in Chicago. Come on out. There could be this unveiling of a dead body before you know. Is that some? That's got to be a violation of some sort. I don't know. Should we do that? Is it the absinthe talking, or should we do that?
I don't know. We can decide that day.
Okay. Now, let's have another drink and make the decision now and see what happens. All right, we'll come right back. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the top of the hour?
Rogue Democrats running for president have a lot to say about the release of the Mueller report.
All right, coming up in the newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom on WGN Radio, Kim Gordon will get you all caught up. The Mueller report has been handed over to the Attorney General, and she'll give you the reaction from all over Washington, D.C. about that. But just in the minute that we have remaining here, don't forget that coming up Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m., the Worldwide Toast to Harry Caray at Harry Caray's, 33 West Kinsey in Chicago. Frankie, Chicago's favorite bartender. 600,000 people voted for that. So when the president goes, no one voted for it. Jeez. They voted for Frankie.
They did.
Yeah. So you'd be invited to the White House. And Mr. Grant DePorter is here.
How about that?
And I know he's never, and this is, he's very, very shy about publicity.
Hard to get him to the microphone.
It really is. And as you also know, he has been known to do things that, well, some would call major stunts, like the blowing up of the Bartman ball.
I mean, really did.
Coup. It's more of a coup. It's a scoop.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's a legitimate scoop.
But it's a spectacle. He likes spectacles, and now we might be onto a spectacle.
Oh my gosh.
Here for Wednesday, and I've never seen Grant so undecided about something.
I'm just wanting to see you break the bricks with your bare hands. If you can do that, I will let you do it. But you have to use no hammers or tools.
I'm in the basement. There's a false wall down there that they just found, and they're trying to figure out what's behind it. I was with Grant yesterday in the basement. He pulled a rag out from, I don't know where he got it, and he started pounding on the wall with this, you know, with his fist covered in a rag.
Jeez.
And I'm like, what kind of hell movie is this that we're doing here?
I didn't want to tear off all the skin, but it was, when you hit it, it does echo. It's like hitting a drum.
Right, there's something behind there.
We've been testing the enforcers lately, Ro, so.
I did promise that if I ever opened it up and we find money, I'm going to split the money half with Frank Nitti's family.
Oh,
so about,
how about that?
About 10 members or 12.
Oh, I can't wait to tell my Aunt Mary Nitti about this. I've been waiting for years to hear you say that. A little bit about me you might not know.
I mean, a lot of people
got the test back
that.
Where I spat in the thing. It turns out I'm not Irish at all.
You know, thank God you're not giving it to sick kids. All right, hold on. You know what? We're going to have a hell of a time on Wednesday, are we not?
Yes. Did you talk about all the people coming? Like Robert Smigel with Triumph the
Triumph
the Insult Dog.
Comic Insulting.
Yeah, and breaking news, Bonnie Hunt's coming now.
Oh,
she's going to be there.
Bonnie Hunt. She's one of my favorites of all time. Will she be dressing up
in
a flapper?
Great.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Ryan Dempster, does the best.
Bonnie and I are going to blow up the wall together. That's what we're going to do.
My money be on Bonnie to karate chop.
Oh, she's so nice, the wall will just open up for her.
I'd like to see Triumph do it.
All right.
Wow.
I poop on it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.